weekday. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Afghanistan president welcomes President Obama's troop decision. Afghanistan's President Ashraf Ghani welcomed Thursday U.S. President Barack Obama's plan to maintain 8,400 U.S. troops in Afghanistan through the end of his presidency. President Obama yesterday announced his intentions to keep the troops in Afghanistan to train and advise Afghan forces as well as combat al-Qaeda and Islamic State extremists. Mr. Obama said the security situation remains precarious.
In all these reviews, we're guided by the facts, what's happening on the ground, to determine what's working and what needs to be changed. And that's why at times I've made adjustments.
Mr. Obama had initially planned to reduce the number of U.S. troops from the current 9,800 to around 5,500 by the end of 2016. After Thursday's deadly attack by suspected Islamists near a mosque in Bangladesh where hundreds of thousands have gathered for Eid prayers, the country's information minister says the government is not ruling out the possibility of a link between homegrown militant groups and transnational terror outfits. So far, top Bangladesh officials have dismissed the claims of responsibility by Islamic State and al-Qaeda for a surge of militant violence in the past year. The latest attacks occurred Thursday during Eid celebrations when five suspected Islamists armed with crude bombs and machetes attacked a security post near a mosque that hosts the largest congregation in the country. Two police officers and a woman were killed and at least nine others were injured in the attack about 140 kilometers from the capital of Dhaka. France on Wednesday sentenced two former Rwandan mayors to life in prison for genocide and crimes against humanity following an eight-week trial. Tito Barahira and Octavian Ngenzi were tried for attacks against ethnic Tutsi.